Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program where we share health tips, remedies, homemaking and cooking tips, as well as a recipe segment and also delicious recipes. Yes, and now we're busy with our Ramadan savory recipes. And I'm Sister Amara, and Auntie Karecha Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, how are you, Auntie Karecha?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we all will, and I hope all the listeners are well too.
Yes, I think they're all busy in the kitchen. They're actually rolling and filling and pasting and freezing and packing the containers.
Oh, yes.
And everybody's getting ready for the month of Ramadan.
No, definitely.
And you can actually feel that air, you know, yes. That the environment, you actually feel the atmosphere around. Mm-hmm. You know, next week we come to a big day of Shaban. Mm-hmm. And then once the big day of Shaban comes, you already know Ramadan is here.
Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's dua.
Ameen, ameen. Well, today we begin with an inspiration that will actually leave you speechless. Thereafter we go on to the health and remedy segment, and it's how to treat minor cooking injuries with food. Then we go on to our cooking and homemaking segment. Once again, it's combined. We're sharing with you ingredient substitutions and also measurement conversions. Sometimes we don't know how many tablespoons make a half a cup, mm-hmm. or how much is actually one cup, or how many teaspoons make a tablespoon,
yes.
You know, things like that. And this actually helps us out every day in our cooking and baking. Also, sometimes we run short of an egg or baking powder, so we're looking at ingredient substitutions as well to share that with you. Then in our recipe segments, our Ramadan savory recipes, we're sharing with you savory kebab recipes, and we're sharing with you a butter kebab, olive and feta kebab, kiri kebabs, and chicken kebab with chutney. So today we're doing kebab savories with kebabs as well. Then the question I'm asking you today is, share with us your best memories from your mom's kitchen. Also, lessons you learned from mom's kitchen. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Later on in the program, I will open the lines. That's when you can call 011-854-1548. We're also on Twitter at Amara Radio Islam. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Let's begin today's program with something that actually leaves you speechless. I'm sure most of you have received this WhatsApp that's going around. It goes like this. Son decides to admit his Muslim father in the old age home as desired by the son's wife. He brings his father in the car to an old age home run by a Christian priest. The receptionist gives different choices like TV, aircon, vegetables, etc. Father says no TV, no aircon, only namaz. Son goes out to bring luggage from car. The wife calls up to check whether all was fine and also insisted that father need not come home even for festivals. The Christian priest appears and talks to the old man. Son wonders and asks the Christian priest whether he knows his father before, as they were talking as though they knew each other. The Christian priest says yes. He came here 30 years back and took with him an orphan boy in adoption. Mm-hmm. So that basically leaves us speechless.
Exactly.
So, may Allah make it easy for all.
Ameen. Ameen.
Well, let's go for a break. When we come back, our health remedy, our health segment, stay tuned. Minor mishaps occur all the time in the kitchen, whether you cut your finger while dicing an onion, scorch your hand in a grease fire, or burn the roof of your mouth because you are eager to test your killer pasta sauce. Now, while the cold standbys of Brufen, bandages, and your plasters work just fine to protect most minor injuries, there are alternatives that won't fall into your cake batter, taint the way your meatloaf tastes with Vaseline, or contain weird chemicals that you probably don't want near your food. And you know, this happens so often.
Yes.
You know, you end up cutting your finger, or you burn yourself, or you burn your tongue sometimes with hot soups or something. You just want to taste it to see if it's okay, you've got enough salt, sugar, and we just end up tasting and end up burning our tongues. Well, we've got remedies to share with you today, how to treat minor cooking injuries with food. Well, did you know that lemon juice actually works well? Food-related injuries are a badge of honor among hardcore cooking types, but they're no fun to deal with while they're healing. In fact, it is recommended that you use lemon juice on scrapes, especially when you complain that the bandage glue just left my wounds kind of soggy and that they didn't heal quickly. And it's so true.
It is.
You know, you can bandage up your finger, but now you're going to be working with your meat. You keep washing your finger. So your bandage, actually, the plaster actually becomes very soggy.
Yeah, it does. Hmm?
So it is actually recommended to use lemon juice to fix everything from small cuts as well. This listener says, I simply cut half a lemon, either stick the injured fingertips right in there or squeeze juice in an open wound. I leave it on for as long as I can stand it, about 10 seconds, then rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then also, honey also soothes wounds. Honey is a near magical substance. It is a sunnah as well. Not only does it never spoil, it has antibacterial and antiseptic qualities that make it a prime subject for scientific studies on how it helps wounds heal. Now, there's a reason it's been used for centuries as a treatment for acne, dry lips, and skin ailments. Now, did you know that cayenne pepper is also good for cuts? In fact, if you your cut bleeds a lot, you can actually just sprinkle some cayenne pepper on and it will actually help heal and also stop the bleeding. Then if you've got mouth and tongue burns, so you took a bite of food but didn't wait until the temperature died down.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've had that raw tender feeling in your tongue and the roof of your mouth. What you can do is soothe it. The obvious solution is ice, which dentists recommend. So suck on an ice cube or ice pop to bring some of the, you know, to basically cool it down as well. And then also, if you ate something too spicy, here's how to fix it. You can actually, an old folk remedy to taste the full fat dairy is once again your friend in this kind of substitution. In fact, you can actually have yogurt or buttermilk as mm-hmm. well. And that also works wonders. Then you can also treat minor skin burns with lavender essential oil. Now what I do sometimes if I get burnt, the first thing I do is break an egg and dip my whole finger or the area that's burnt into egg white.
Okay.
It works wonders. It basically cools it down and it will never blister.
Oh, okay.
It works one, and you can keep dipping it. Keep dipping your finger, your burnt area, into the egg white. Okay. Or brush it on. It will never ever blister as well.
Okay.
Also, another good remedy for burns is to a slice of potato, raw potato, which is actually excellent. Let's go for a quick break, but before we do that, our question for today is, share with us your best memories from your mom's kitchen and lessons you learned from mom's kitchen. That's our interactive question for today. You can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. When we come back from the break, we're going to be sharing with you measurement conversion, so stay tuned for that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the Household Express, and I'm Sister Mara, and with me in the studio today is Auntie Khadija Ibrahim. Well, Auntie Khadija, measurements conversion charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we get very confused, you know, when a recipe calls for so many milliliters.
Yes.
And so many things. I think I would probably go for teaspoon, tablespoon, and cup. That's the easiest way.
Yes, it is actually.
Mm-hmm. Very much easier.
But you see, when there's recipes that calls for mills and all that, then it becomes a problem, especially for the older people.
For the older people, yes.
For the older people, shame, then they don't know what's happening. So it's better, like, you know, if we can convert it into cups and spoons.
Okay. Now, I've actually did a whole table measurement conversion chart. It's on the Radio Islam website. So you can go in there and download it and print it out and keep it into your recipe book.
Yes.
Or keep it in the front, you know, when you cooking, which you always require,
yes.
Especially when you're baking.
Exactly.
Especially when you're baking. So, they say dry volume measurements, 1/16 teaspoon is a dash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? An eighth teaspoon is a pinch.
Yes.
So, they say a pinch, it's 1/8 teaspoon. Then, 3 teaspoons make 1 tablespoon. Okay, so 3 teaspoons make 1 tablespoon. Then, an eighth cup is 2 tablespoons.
A standard coffee cup
scoop. Okay. A quarter cup is 4 tablespoons. So simple. A quarter cup is 4 tablespoons. Then a third cup is 5 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon.
Okay.
So it's quite easy. Sometimes we get confused with an eighth cup, a third cup, and two-third cups. So
it becomes very confusing. Like I say, it's more for the older people, you know?
Yes. So a third cup is 5 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon. Then a half a cup is 8 tablespoons. Very easy.
Yeah.
A three-quarter cup would be 12 tablespoons.
Mm-hmm.
One cup is 16 tablespoons.
And a pound is 16 ounces.
And I think that, yeah.
You still get people still using, some of the people still use the ounce and the pounds.
Pounds, yes. Okay. Now, Adikrita, you share with us the liquid volume measurements.
Okay, for the liquid volume, it's 8 fluid ounces is 1 cup.
Mm.
1 pint is 2 cups is equal to 16 fluid ounces.
Okay.
So that's like a pint is one, it's 2 cups. Then 1 quarter is 2 pints, that's equal to 4 cups. 1 gallon is 4 quarts, it's equal to 16 cups.
Okay.
Very interesting, actually.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Then if you go on to the metric conversions, they say a fifth teaspoon is 1 milliliter, stands for milliliter, yes. Then 1 teaspoon is 5 mils.
Yes.
Okay. 1 tablespoon is 15 mils. Okay. That will give you 3 teaspoons,
three
which
teaspoons,
is right.
Which is yes. Right, yes.
1 fluid ounce is 30 mils.
Mm-hmm.
Then a fifth cup is 50 mils. 1 cup is 240 mils. It depends on what you're using also.
Exactly.
Sometimes 1 cup can be 250 mils as
yes.
well. It depends on grams and milliliters as
yeah.
well.
Normally it is 250 mils.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 2 cups is 1 pint. That
four
means 470 mils. Then 4 cups is 1 quart. That's 0.95 liters.
Mm-hmm.
That's point. Okay.
Okay.
Then 4 quarts is 1 gallon. That's 3.8 liters.
Yes.
Now 1 ounce will give you 28 gram.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one you find very common in your recipes.
Yes.
They say maybe 1 ounce, 2 ounces.
2 ounces.
So
yes.
1 ounce is 28 grams, and 1 pound is 454 grams.
Mm-hmm.
So, Auntie Rachel, take us to the metric conversions now.
Okay, 1 milliliter is a fifth teaspoon. 5 mils is 1 teaspoon. 15 mils is a tablespoon. 30 mils is 1 fluid ounce. 100 mils is 3.4 fluid ounce. 240 mils is a cup. A liter is 34 fluid ounce.
Mm-hmm. Then
and then the liter is 4.2 cups. 1 liter is 2.1 pints. A liter is 1.06 quarts. 1 liter, 25 gallon, 1 gram, 0.35 ounce. 100 grams is 3.5 ounces. 500 grams, that is 1.10 pounds. A kilogram is 2.205 pounds. 1 kilogram is 35 ounce. I don't think this really works here with us so much.
Yes, it doesn't work so much. But I've actually put a whole table I actually put together.
Uh-huh.
And you can just actually view it onto the website. And it will probably come in handy for you. But I know the dry volume measurements will come in handy. The liquid volume measurements,
yes.
your metric conversions, etc.
Oh.
Those all come in very, very handy
mm-hmm.
for you. And so you can always just download it, print it out, and keep it into your recipe book as well. Well, let's go to our messages. This one says, okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Let's quickly take our feedback from the question we posed today. Is share with us your best memories from your mom's kitchen. This message says, Salaams Tamara and Adkarija. I learned lots from my late mom, but because I'm Cockney and married to a Sulti, Radio Islam came to the rescue when I met my lovely Auntie Karija and your sister Amara, as my hubby don't like Cockney food, and now I only cook Surti way and he enjoys it a lot. Jazakallah for its feedback, sister. Jazakallah so much. And, okay, let's continue now. Remember we said to you we were doing ingredient substitutions. So, If you don't have baking powder, let me share with you that. Baking powder, if you don't have baking powder, you can substitute with 1/4 teaspoon bicarbonate of soda plus 1/5 teaspoon of cream of tartar. Also, you can take 1/4 teaspoon bicarbonate of soda plus 1/2 cup sour milk or buttermilk or yogurt. Then if you also still staying with baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon bicarbonate of soda plus 1/2 tablespoon vinegar or lemon juice used with sweet milk to make 1/2 cup. Mm. And a very simple one, if you don't have baking powder, is 1/3 teaspoon baking bicarbonate of soda plus 1/2 teaspoon cream of tartar. That would basically do your substitute for baking powder. Okay, Auntie Greta, if you don't have cocoa, what do you do? Cocoa would be in the C section. Apologies, we had a whole list here in front of us.
Everything's gone mixed up here.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Auntie Greta, you read out what you have in front of you.
Okay, mine is the cream, sour cream that is. If you don't have sour cream, you can add 3 tablespoons of butter plus 7/8 cup of sour milk to make sour cream.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you don't have mayonnaise, so for 1 cup, if you don't have mayonnaise, you take 1/2 cup yogurt and 1/4 cup salad dressing.
Okay.
Then you could also take 1 cup salad dressing, you can take 1 cup sour cream, you can take 1 cup yogurt, and 1 cup cottage cheese pureed in a blender.
Right.
Okay.
Now for egg white, if you don't have egg white, it's 1 white, about 2 tablespoons, right? You must take 2 tablespoons of frozen egg white, you thaw it. 2 tablespoons sifted dry egg white powder plus 2 tablespoons lukewarm water.
Okay.
Interesting. Then the egg yolk also.
Yeah.
That's 2 tablespoons sifted dried egg yolk powder plus 2 teaspoons water. It's about 1/3 tablespoons frozen egg yolk thawed.
Okay. Okay. Then if you don't have cornstarch, now if you want to know what cornstarch is, it's maizena.
Okay.
Yes. For 1 tablespoon, you will require 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour and 4 to 6 teaspoons quick cooking tapioca.
Okay.
If you don't have maizena.
Maizena.
Okay, so another name for maizena is basically cornstarch. Okay.
Yes. Then the garlic, 1 clove small, 1/8 teaspoon garlic powder on 1/4 teaspoon instant minced garlic.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting.
And then again the flour, self-raising flour, 1 cup minus 2 teaspoon all-purpose flour plus 1.5 teaspoons baking powder and 1/2 teaspoon salt. That will make your self-raising flour.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people don't normally have self-raising flour. So it's simple, you can make your own.
Yes,
you can
it's
make
very
your own.
Easy, yes.
Okay, then, okay, now we're going to go on to our feedback. This one says, Salam, what can be added to a chicken filling to give it a tangy taste?
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise actually will give it a tangy taste.
Mm-hmm.
Or else lemon juice.
Okay.
But I think the mayonnaise works more better than
I also think so, definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back to our feedback. This one says, Lounge, what's the secret ingredient to add to pastry dough to make it light and crispy and rise?
You see, the maizena is very important.
Yes.
Yes. The maizena, when you're sprinkling it, that makes it nice and light.
Okay. Then this one says, flour helps with burns.
Okay.
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 And, this one says, okay, Salam, can you please help me with the following? I can't find the moon recipes on the website. Okay, it's very easy. If you go to the website now, our whole website is changed. If you go on the recipe segment, oh, you won't want to come off it. It's got lovely, the pictures, everything on it, and all credit goes to Moon Labukharia for setting up the lovely website. Our recipe section is completely changed, but you will still find all the recipes there. In fact, the moons will be 5 of the best moon savory recipes.
We gave it last week or week?
2 weeks ago, yes. So definitely. Go to the savory section, you will find it there. Or even if you go into the search column,
yes,
just type in their moons, you'll find all the recipes.
All
comes
the,
up.
All the recipes.
It's very easy. Our website is very, very easy and user-friendly as well. Okay. Then this one says, okay. Okay, Salams, a lady wanted to know what to substitute for flour for a son who is gluten intolerant.
You see, you get, there is something that is gluten.
You get the gluten flour.
You do get.
You get the gluten flour, yes. Then she says, I use atta flour. I know you get it atta. You actually get it from the starch.
You know how nice it works with rotis and...
Is that so?
Yes. In fact, I just bought now in my husband's says, oh, the rotis are very nice with it.
Is it like a white flour?
It's more little like a brownish flour. It's not pure white.
And you make it just like normal?
Yes, but now you see when I make it, then we mix the flour a little. We put a little of the cake flour and a little of the atta flour. And you see how nice rotis come out.
So how much atta flour would you put?
It's 1 cup to 1 cup.
1 cup cake flour, 1 cup atta flour. And your normal recipe? Hot water, everything normal?
Everything the same.
The same.
But it really works nice. I just tried it last week or week before last, and it really works wonders.
Is it? It's come out nice and soft.
It is. It's a nice soft roti, and it's a bit of a brown in color, not pure white.
Okay. Okay. So, Zakra, I think I'm going to try it out. Okay. She said, I use atta flour. You go to the gift shops, makes lovely rotis too. Make them with warm water, not hot.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I make it with hot water, but it came out very nice.
Okay. Okay. Then, let's just go back to... Okay. Then this one says... Assalamu alaikum. Thanks to you both. Lovely program. I can remember when my mom taught me to roll roti, then fold some musas. It was a mission, but appreciate all what was taught. Indeed, yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely indeed. Then this one says, Assalamu alaikum. A short story on the use of lemon juice. We were in Mecca for Umrah, and my 12-year-old's nose had started bleeding heavily. As we walked out of the elevator, returning to our room, an Arab lady on the same floor saw us and making hand signals indicated that I should wait for her as she's going to get something from her room.
Oh.
She returned holding a slice of lemon and a spoon into which she squeezed a drop of juice. She then indicated that I should let my daughter lay on the bed, tilting the head back slightly. At this stage, I was a bit worried, but she assured me that it will burn a few seconds but will stop the bleeding immediately. My daughter did scream out when the one drop was put into her nostril. Mm-hmm. However, her nose has never bled again after that.
Really?
Alhamdulillah.
What a good
What a beautiful story. Yeah. And in a Mubarak land like that, Shukar. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a complete shifa.
Amen.
And now, there's so much of shifa in lemon juice
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's go for a break now. When we come back, we're going to go on to our Ramadan savory recipes. So get your pens and papers ready. We're sharing with you savory kebab recipes. We're sharing with you a butter kebab, olive and feta kebab, kiri kebabs, and a chicken kebab with chutney recipe. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's now go on to our Ramadan savory recipe segment. And today we're sharing with you savory kebab recipes. You've got a butter kebab, olive and feta kebab, kiri kebabs, chicken kebab with chutney, and a Sikh kebab recipe. So today it's all about kebabs. Very quickly to our messages on WhatsApp. Add a pinch of cream of tartar to the whites of eggs and they will beat up very quickly and easily.
Okay.
Indeed, it works all the time, yes. And we've got a whole selection of kebab recipes. Let's go.
Okay. For our butter kebabs, we need 1/2 kilo of mince, 3 slices of white or brown bread. You measure mix the following: 1 tablespoon green masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 onion grated and water squeezed out, green dhana. You mix all this together and you add 1/4 cup of oil to it. Then you make a butter mixture, which is 1/4 cup of soft butter, 1/2 cup of grated cheese, and some green chutney. You mix together the three, you layer it in a Pyrex and you freeze it. You form your kebabs and put a cube of butter mixture in the center. You dip it in egg and crumbs, put into a foil cup and bake in oven till done.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very nice recipe because it doesn't need to be fried.
You bake it.
Baked kebab.
And
yes.
It comes out nice and soft.
Very nice. And when you open it, you get the cheese and the butter and that oozing out.
Oh, lovely. So we repeat the butter kebab recipe. It's 1/2 kilo of chicken mince, 3 slices bread, brown or white. Then your measure mix the following: 1 tablespoon green masala, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 onion grated and water squeezed out, green dhania. Mix together and add 1/4 cup oil. Then for the butter mixture, it's 1/4 cup soft butter, 1/2 cup grated cheese and some green chutney. You mix together, layer in Pyrex and freeze. Form kebabs and put a cube of butter mixture in the center. Dip in egg and crumbs and put in a foil cup and bake till done. So basically you take your chicken mince and your bread slices and your green masala, your salt, all that you put into the major mix.
Into a major mix.
And then you make your butter mixture.
Yes.
And then
you just let it get hard in a freezer and then you just cube it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you make your kebabs, you just form your kebabs on the palm of your hand. You put a piece of butter and you close it up. Dip it in egg and crumbs.
Okay, very easy.
Yeah.
Now, a very different recipe, the olive and feta kebabs.
Okay. For the olive and feta kebabs, it's 1 kilo chicken mince, 2 teaspoons salt, but you must put a little less than that. 1 teaspoon rub dhania, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of lemon and herb spice, 1/2 teaspoon jiru, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 2 slices of bread, 1/2 teaspoon of dhania jiru, your green masala and cut greens. You flatten your mince, you place a slice of olive and feta in the middle and you roll, you dip it in egg and breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Now this one you can roll it in an oblong shape also. It's a different shape again, it looks a different kebab.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. So olive and feta kebab, we repeat the recipe. It's 1 kilo chicken mince, 2 teaspoons salt, but you can put a bit less, 1 teaspoon rough dhania, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon lemon and herb spice, 1/2 teaspoon jiru, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 2 slices bread, 1/2 teaspoon dhania jiru, green masala, cut greens. You flatten mince, place sliced olive and feta in the middle and roll, dip in egg and breadcrumbs. So you can make this prepared, put in egg and breadcrumbs, freeze it.
Yes.
As you need, you just fry it.
Yes.
Ideal for a
very nice.
Mm-hmm. The next recipe is the kiri kebabs.
Okay, the kiri kebabs is again 1 kilo chicken mince, 3 slices of bread, 1 tablespoon of red masala, rough dhania, green masala, lemon pepper, 1 egg, 1 grated onion, salt, 1 handful of dill, whole jiru, grind the jiru in the dill, and fine badam, and chopped green dhania. You form into also balls, you cut kiri in 4 portions, you pat mince, place the kiri cheese and roll. So this one you don't have to dip it in egg and crumb.
You must just
Pat and put a piece of kiri cheese in the middle and close it and then freeze it up.
Okay.
And whenever you want it, you just fry it.
Fry it, mm. Okay.
You can bake it also.
You can bake it, okay. So the kiri kebabs is 1 kilo chicken mince, 3 slices bread, 1 tablespoon of red masala, then you also need some rough dhania, that's your crushed dhania, your green masala, lemon pepper, that's now to taste, you have
yes.
to basically judge.
Yes.
1 egg, 1 grated onion, again salt to taste, then 1 handful of dill, quite a bit of dill goes in there,
yes, it is like, yeah.
Okay, then whole jiru, grind the jiru and the dill
together,
okay, then fine badam, and green dhania. So you cut the kiri cheese into 4 fat mince around it and place kiri cheese and roll.
Roll, yes.
So you can either bake it or fry it. Okay. Then we go on to the next recipe, chicken kebabs with chutney.
Yes. That's now chicken kebabs with chutney is 2 cups chicken mince, 1 chopped onion, 1 tablespoon of crushed green and red chilies or to taste, salt to taste, 1 teaspoon dana jiru, a tablespoon of ginger garlic masala. Add 1 tablespoon oil and put in food processor. Roll into long kebabs and steam in a flat pot with a little water. Once the kebabs are firm and cooked, make green chutney of choice and serve with puris.
That is really nice also. Mm,
it is. It is. It's a bit of a different because it's a red in color kebab.
So it's chicken kebabs with chutney. It's 2 cups chicken mince, 1 chopped onion, a tablespoon of crushed green and red chilies or to taste, salt to taste again, 1 teaspoon dana jiru, 1 tablespoon ginger garlic masala. Then you add 1 tablespoon oil and put in your food processor. You roll into long kebabs and steam in a flat pot with a little water. Now once kebabs are firm and cooked, you make green chutney of choice and serve with puris. Okay, and the final recipe is the seekh kebabs.
Okay, for the seekh kebabs, it's 1/2 kilo chicken fillet, wash and drain. 1 onion. 2 slices of bread. Salt to taste. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 1 teaspoon of jiru. 1 tablespoon crushed garlic. 2 tablespoon ground almonds. 2 tablespoons of nestle cream. Ground green chilies to taste. Green dana. For your sauce, it's 2 tablespoons of butter, juice of 1/2 lemon, and 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. The method is you mix mix everything together, form long seeks, put in a pot with a little water and olive oil and steam. Now for the sauce, you boil everything, pour the sauce over the kebabs, put under a hot grill to brown. Serve with roasted sesame potatoes. Now for your sesame potatoes, you cut 4 potatoes into wedges. Parboil the potatoes that have been boiled. In your Pyrex, add 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And to it, add some salt, fine red chilies to taste. Cut some fresh mint, toss the potatoes, sprinkle sesame seeds and bake in oven.
Mm-hmm.
You know how nice this is with the potato. It's really
it's ideal for light food.
Yes, yes, and it's ideal for Ramadan.
Okay. For the seekh kebab, we repeat it again, it's 1/2 kilo chicken mince. 1/2 kilo chicken fillet. Washed and drained. 1 onion. 2 slices bread. Salt to taste. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 1 teaspoon jiru, that's a cumin. Mm. 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic. 2 tablespoons ground almonds, 2 tablespoons Nestle cream, then ground green chilies to taste, the green dhania, that's your coriander, and it's for your sauce. You take 2 tablespoons butter, the juice of 1/2 lemon, and 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. So the method, you measure, mix everything together, form long seeks, put in a pot with a little water and olive oil and steam it. Then for the sauce method, you boil everything, pour sauce over kebabs, put under hot grill to brown, serve with roasted sesame potatoes. And the recipe for the roasted sesame potatoes are, you cut 4 potatoes into wedges, you parboil your potatoes first, that have been boiled. In your Pyrex, you add 2 tablespoons olive oil, to it add salt and fine red chilies. To taste, you cut some fresh mint and toss potatoes, sprinkle, and also your sesame seeds, and you bake in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So very tasty. So this basically the recipes are ideal for Ramadan as well. Okay, let's go to our messages. This one says, after filling savories, the containers, there's a lot of ice flakes. Please help.
You remember we said the newspaper story?
Yes. And in fact, I did it.
It works.
It works.
It works. I think you should, maybe I should repeat it. You have to put the newspaper at the bottom of your Tupperware, and then you put your separating sheets, and on top of it you stack, you know, right on the top when you finish all your savouries, put a piece of separating sheet with the newspaper and freeze it. It will not form the ice.
Okay. You know what I did, Aunt Kreja? I actually took newspaper, I put newspaper at the bottom of the container, Then I put foil.
Okay.
Foil, and then my separating sheet, and then your savories.
Mm-hmm.
On the top, your separating sheet again, your foil and your newspaper.
And it doesn't get ice at all.
And what you do is, you label your containers on the lid, on the top, and on the side of the container you label it.
Right.
And sometimes in the freezer, maybe your labels come out. So even on the top, before you put your lid on, write a note there, chicken samosa, potato samosa, chicken sikka, whatever your favorite is, put a label inside the container.
So you know exactly what's inside.
Yes, it's very easy.
Okay.
And let's just go back to our messages. Okay, anything else you want to share with Santa Creature? Okay, another thing quickly. Most of your recipes here are chicken ones. Can you use steak ones or mutton ones?
Yes, you can use. But you see, majority of the people use chicken ones these days. So that is why we gave all. But you can omit it for a
time. And you see, if you're making anything with mints, there's lots of baraka in it.
There is.
So you're going to get quite a bit out.
No, you don't.
You make one recipe. This allows you beyond Ramadan as well.
Yes, no.
Okay. Okay, another question. It comes to almost every week. But nevertheless, we're here to help the listeners, and we're here to assist you in whatever cooking questions you have. Yes, this one says for 1 kilo mince, how many dozen samosas? I can repeat it every week because we're helping the listeners out.
I did say you get plus minus 7. Some people fill a bit less, so you get a bit more, like maybe 8 dozen, but basically 7 dozen should definitely come out.
Okay. And lastly, this one says laminated paper is nice for labeling Ramadan savories for inside and outside.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Just have a lot of sharing, sister. And maybe next you can ask listeners how they actually label their Tupperwares, how they pack it. You can also share that with us.
Probably, yeah. Good idea.
Okay, this one says, what are separating sheets? Okay. Cling wrap or wax paper?
No.
It's, you actually go to... okay, I can't say it on air because I'll be advertising for that shop, okay? But actually, I'm going to send her the name of the shop so she can actually purchase it. It's a thin plastic.
It comes in a big plastic form. There's about thousands you get in one packet. Or else it comes in a roll also.
Yes, you can get
so
it in a roll.
So you can either use it, the one of the two.
Yes. So get it at your packaging shops where they sell all the foil cups and things. Just ask them for separating sheets. Okay.
Yes.
We won't say the name because we're going to be advertising for those shops, but I'm going to WhatsApp the name of the shops. Okay. Well, that's it. We'll leave it for today. Inshallah, I'll be back with you next week. And next week, I'm going to be doing a recipe book review. It's a new recipe book that's out. And we also could be having a competition. So those lucky callers can call in and actually go away with one or two recipe books. So that's our program for next week, inshallah, for the last words. Well, from me, Amara, and Antika Yitra Ibrahim.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.